The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Today's daf has been settled in Rishmat Morozikani, Yosef ben Sarav, Melodzikani, Tiafar ben Sarav, Rishmat Avram ben Esteru Hashem, Tanihem began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been settled for Hashem Moshe ben Dina, ונתן בן שולמית, אין הרפן עליהם, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, רפואתם קרבה לבוא וכן ירסום ונאמר, אמן, we begin today's daf, על ממחת עמוד ראשון, and we start four lines from the top, starting with תשמה. הגמרא says, תשמה הכניס שורו לחסר בעל הבית שלו ברשות, הוא בא שור במקום אחר, ונגחו פטור, אם הכניס ברשות חייב. So we learned this already, that what? We have a brayta. A guy brought a shor into the chatzer of the Baal HaBayit. He didn't have permission. A shor came from somewhere else and damaged it, patur. And if he had permission, so then if the shor from somewhere else damaged it, so then already he's hayav to pay. So comes the Gemara and says, man patur or man hayav? Same question that the Gemara asked on yesterday's daf. Who's patur and who's hayav? Lav patur Baal HaTzer v'hayav Baal HaTzer. Chavra, it's the Baal Chatzer. He's Hayav and he's Patur, which means that if the Shor came in, Shelo Bershut, so then the Baal Chatzer is going to be Patur from paying. But if he had Bershut, he's going to be Hayav. That's a question on Rav, because we learned on yesterday's Daf, Rav said that if the animal of the Baal Chatzer eats, so the owner of the Shor could come along and say, listen, who your Shor ate. But this Mashma, it's against that. Gemara says, "Lo patur baal ashor, hayav baal ashor." Good, like we said above, it's going on the baal ashor, which means if he gives him permission to go in, so then the baal ashor is hayav if he eats the fruit, and if he doesn't have permission, so then the baal ashor is patur. So Gemara asks the obvious question: Yache, my brishut or my shelo brishut ika? Chora, what's the difference? Which means the gabe the ox that ate. What is that ox? That guy doesn't matter if he got permission to put the fruit there or not. Which means, actually, this is talking about over here. If we want to be clear, ungaho. I'm telling you, he ate it. He didn't eat it. This is a different case that we learned above. Let me be clear again. The ox on the outside came and gored. Okay? Which means he put his shor into somebody else's reshut, into his b'chatzer balabat. Whether he had permission or not, that depends. An ox came from the outside and gored, not ate. The last case we had is eating. So let's be clear again. Oh, now we go back to the same rules. It gored, so we said, okay, Baal Chatzer Hayav, Baal Chatzer Patur. Oh, so what are we saying over here? If the Baal Chatzer gave permission, okay, so then he's going to have responsibility for outside damages. And if he didn't give him permission, so he's not. So you see what? That when you accept upon yourself permission, I mean neshut, you're accepting upon yourself shemira even for the outside. The Gemara says no, it's not for the baal chatzir, it's for the baal ashur. That did the goring. So the Gemara says the gabe the baal ashur. What's the difference neshut and not neshut? Why should it make a difference? Why? Because the gabe ashur that came into negiha. Nigiha is even hayav b'rishut harabim, which means before we were able to say, oh, it depends. If he had rishut to bring the perot in, so then already it's considered rishut hanizak. Therefore, the animal from the outside that ate is eating perot of rishut hanizak. But here, the gabe goring, even if you want to tell me there's no rishut, and if we want to consider it rishut harabim. So what? Nigiha b'rishut harabim, it's hayav. So therefore, reshut ve'lo reshut should not make a difference? That's the Gemara's question. Amre, Hamani, Rabbi Tarfoni, Damar Mishune, Kerem, Bachaser, and Nizak, Nezek, Shalem, Mishalem. Birshut, Aviala, Kerem, Bachaser, and Nizak, Mishalem, Nezek, Shalem. Shalom, Birshut, Aviala, Kerem, Mishut, Rabbi, Velo, Mishalma, Ela, Hatsi, Nezek.
There is a difference.
Alibad, Rabbi Tarfon, if Kerem damages in the Shuta Nizak, in private property, he has to pay full Nezek. Also, Rabbi Nafkamina, if he had Rishut, therefore it's considered Rishut HaNizak, therefore when the animal comes to the Yatzor and gores, Nezek Shalem, Mishalem. If he doesn't have Rishut, it's considered Rishut HaNabim, therefore Pe'atzi Nezek. So there is a Nafkamina, he'll always pay. The question is, how much will he pay Aliba to Rabbi Tarfon? Nezek Shalem? Oh, Hatsi Nezek.
Patur is, he still is.
Patur means from Nezek Shalem. Or Patur from the other Hatsi. Exactly. Story, Hahi Itteta. Da'alta le'mefa bahu beta. Okay, a lady came in to bake bread in a certain house. Atab barha de mare de beta. Barha is a goat. The goat of the Balabayit. Achla le'lisha. It ate the dough. The lady came in, she made the dough. And the animal ate the dough. What happened? Habil umit. It got sick from the dough, the animal, and died. Hibir Abba le shalom edeme barcha. So Rabba made the lady pay money.
But she came in with permission.
Oh, so we have to see over here. The Baal HaChatzer is patur. Because he doesn't have to watch her Isa. She's obligated to watch her own Isa, which means you cannot. Yeah, she came in. Shalom Bershut. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, no, Rashi doesn't say that. Barha is Habil Nithamim. So let's see. We read the Gemara. Gemara's going to talk.
No, Bershut.
Ha'i iteta. We start again. Ha'i iteta de'alta le'mefa ba'hu beta. She came into a house in order to make bread. Okay. The goat that belonged to the owner of the house came and ate the dough. Achlal Elisha. Umit haiber abal shemed deme barha. So made the lady pay. Gemara says, Lema peligi aderav. Te amarav hav yala shelo tochal. Right. According to Rav, Rav learned earlier in Torah that what? That the lady could say, hey, your animal ate? Bishtama, if your animal slips. That's another story. But if your animal ate, your animal did it yourself. But from here, it's Rashi that's arguing. Because here the animal ate, and the rabbi said what? She's hayav to pay. So the chavrat's arguing on what we learned. Amre, hachi hashta. Now we answer your question. The Gemara says, what are you talking? Hatam shelo birshut lo kabir ale netiruta. Hacha birshut kabir ale netiruta. Here it's talking about where she had permission. Oh, so where she had permission to come into the house over here, which means he was mekabel on himself to God.
She's there,
which means she got permission to come into the house. Now she's baking. She's going to do. Now, once already she's in the house over there, you can assume that what? Kabil alin nitiruta. He was mekabil on himself. Who's he? No. Kibil al atzmo lishmor al behemat ba'al habayit. Umehar shab, which means he accepted upon himself, I'm going to watch my animal from damaging you. And Mr. Ma, the lady, accepted upon herself that she's going to watch her stuff from damaging the animal. Which is, it was a mutual situation over here. Which is, once I tell you to come in, what am I telling you? Come in and I'll, don't worry about it, nothing's going to happen to you. My animal's not going to damage you. And she, so to speak, is accepting what? That she'll be careful that nothing happens to the animal. Look at that, she says this, look at that, she. Haka birshut kabil ala netiruta de behemto. He accepted upon himself to watch his animal, that it shouldn't damage her. The tamad rava lav mishum de kasama demand de al birshut kabil ala netiruta de behemot bal haser. Right. Don't think it means that when I get permission to come into you, that I'm going to also now accept upon myself that your animal doesn't get damaged. No, he doesn't hold that. Which means, really, this opinion held like we learned on the previous dapim, that when I get permission to come into your reshut, the Baal Hatzir is going to make sure that my stuff doesn't get damaged. But I don't accept upon myself that my stuff shouldn't damage somebody. So then why over here then is the lady Hayav?
She's there.
Oh, so then he says, here's the key. When you're baking, you have to bake in a modest way. Vistiliku marvata da hasir. Which means, when I'm not going to say later on, when she was baking, her elbows were showing. Because she was kneading. The owner of the house was not able to be in the same room with her. So now he wasn't able to watch his animal. So therefore, she brought it. Because she wasn't sini'ut, so therefore that caused the animal to lose its position. Really, if the guy was standing in the room, and his animal went and ate the dough, she didn't accept upon herself anything. Thank you for letting me in your house. That means you're going to protect me from your animal. But I'm not accepting upon myself that my dough is not going to damage your animal. That's like we learned above. Also, why over here is she hayevet? Because by her actions, she caused the guy to go out, and therefore she's responsible. I think what I was going to say. Umay shena. Yeah, we're going to ask the question right now. Umay shena. Me'isha shenichnesa lethon chetin etzel balabayit shelo birshut. Ve'achalatan be'emto shel balabayit patur. Ve'imuska chayevet. Which means, over there the case was talking about shenav rishut. So then in that case over there, she's going to be chayevet to pay for the nezek. Tama shelo birshut. That's only because she didn't have permission. Ha birshut patur. Why? Because she can come along and say, I got permission to come in over here. Your animal ate, your animal shouldn't have eaten. Similarly over here, she got permission to come in. She should say, well, your animal ate, it's your fault. Why over here chayeving the lady? Everyone else says, Amre. לתחון חיטין, כיוון דלו בעיה סנעותה מידי, לא בעיה מסלקי מרוותה דעשד נפשיו. When you're grinding wheat in a grinder, it's not a problem of סנעות. She doesn't have to reveal any parts of her body. Therefore, the owner of the animal can stay there. Therefore, if the animal ate, you can't blame the lady. The guy should have protected his animal. Right. However, ועל ידי דלמי נתירותה, on him is the שמירה. מה שכן אבל למפה, to bake, כיוון דלו בעיה סנעותה, which means, really, you can't bake in front of people because really you need to reveal your elbows and things like that when she's kneading and stuff like that. So the owner's not going to stay in the same room when the lady's elbows are being revealed because she's eating the dough. So therefore she's responsible. Which is, I accept upon myself responsibility to make sure that my animal's not going to damage you. And by the way, if my animal eats, it's my fault because I should have protected myself, I should have stopped my animal. But that's only when I'm there. But you didn't let me be there. Because you're doing something that forces me to go out of the room. So then when I walk out of the room, you got to make sure that you're going to take over my job, and therefore you're going to make sure the animal doesn't eat. Also, in that case, when the animal eats, then the lady's going to be Hayevet. That's the Gemara. Look at that. She, Nemefa ba'isni'uta, Shemegale zero'oteha. She reveals her zero'ot. And that's already a lack of sini'ut that causes the guy to go out of the room. At kedekach, in the olden days, how careful they were. They wouldn't even stay in the same room as the lady that elbows were showing.
So what do we say in the Mishnah? Guy brings the shor into the Bala Bayit's domain without permission. Okay, Amar Abba. So we're going to start discussing the case over here. הכניס שור לחסר בעל הבית שלו ברשות וחפר בבורות שהכינו מערות. So what the animal do? Started to dig wells, made pots, potholes in the middle of the ground. בעל השור חייב בנזקי החצר. Okay, we understand that. The בעל השור is going to have to pay for the damages that it did to the חצר. He made all holes in the חצר. ובעל חצר חייב בנזקי הבור. But the Baal Hasid now has to pay for the damages that were done in the board. If somebody falls into the board now. Because Bob, you have a board in your reshut over here. Which means,
If let's say, normally we're going to go according to the opinion that says that the board is Hayav, is a board of Hefker. That isn't a private property. So in the case over here, let's say the Baal Chatzir made these borot over here Hefker, and now an animal came in and fell into the board over here. So therefore it's going to be Hayav to pay for the Nezik. Okay, look at that sheep, please. Ubal Chatzir Hayav bin Iskabot im Hefker Reshuto. Good. Tafka we made Hefker. The guy who digs the bor is Hayav. Velo ki yichre shor bor. Here the shor dig the bor. Ani mile bebor b'shut rabim. Telav aledi de rami ad meluye. That's only if a shor dug it in the reshut rabim. You're not going to be Hayav because it's not your responsibility to fill it up. But in your field, private property, fill it up. So even though you didn't dig it, but you have responsibility to fix it. You didn't fix it. You say, you know what? Hefker. Oh, if kid, bingo. Now it's considered your board, and therefore you're going to Va'afal Gav, the Amar Bor. Gemara is going to say it. Ki yichre ish bor velo shor bor. That's the derasha we make. The dafka, when a guy digs a board, as opposed to a shor digging a board, therefore the Baalim, if a guy shor digs a board, the Baalim are not going to be Hayav mita'am bor, because you're not the one that dug it. So therefore, what's the case of it? Why are you telling me that the owner is going to be Hayav of the field? He didn't dig it. Ah, the Gemara says, that's the Afka what, when he dug it in the Shuta Rabim, that what, that the owner doesn't own that board. So therefore, he's not Hayav to close it up. Acha kevan di itlach leheech lemaluye. It's in your private property. You had the ability to fill up the hole. You didn't fill it up. It's like you dug it. Good. Another case. Same case. You put the animal into the rishut of the balabayit. The animal attacked the balabayit. Or balabayit huzak bo. Or what happened? The Balabai tripped on the shore. Hayav. Okay, we understand that. No reshut. Tack the Balabai. You have to pay. The Balabai tripped on the shore. He has to be compensated. Ravatz patur. What does Ravatz mean? Crouched and broke kelim. Or let's say it crouched and the Balabai tripped over it. Patur. Umishum derabatz patur? What's the difference? It's because it crouched on the floor. Like crouching is a patur all of a sudden? Well, what's the patur of the crouching? Amara papa my ravatz shehirbitz gilalim. The animal laid excrement. Hirbitz. Then it tanfu kelav shel ba'alabayit. Kelim and the ba'alabayit were on the ground. As a result of the excrement falling, it got dirty. Tahavya gilalim bor. The gilalim now are a bor. It's a stumbling block. That's what it is. And therefore, velo matzinu bor shechayev bo etakelim. Wow. Bor is only chayav on an animal. Right? Shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. So therefore, we're going to look at the gil. When it says ravatz, ravatz means it beats. It let out gilalim. The gelalim, as a result, damaged kelim. Gelalim avedin avei bor. Bor is not chayav on kelim. Therefore, it's going to be patur rashi. Ravatz. Kasal kadata kashta ravatz v'shibir kelim. He sat on the kelim. Or nitkal bo balabayit achat shravatz. So the Gemara asked, just because ravatz can be patur? No, v'netanfu kelav. Look at this rashi here. Le'achar mikin. Okay. The gelalim landed on the ground. Once it lands already, now it has a din of bor. Otherwise, right, it's mikoho, it's coming from his body. So therefore, it could be like tzirono. We'll see now. Ve'davka kelav. Aval hu atzmo uzak hayav ba'al ashor, ve'lo patinu ha'meshum mishum ish bor, ve'lo shor bor. Dechol, which means only if it damaged kelim. But if the gelalim damaged the guy, the owner of the shor is going to be hayav. Why? And we're not going to put there and say, oh, ishbor velo shorbor. Dechol mididav udide b'shat nefila. Kegon gilalim. Ugon shenafla gamlo velo amida. מחייבין עליהם משום בור. ואף אגב דהיו לא חריה, אלא גמל קראו. כיוון דבשעת נפילה דידהו, ועלה לסילוקה, כמו דחריה יהודמי. וואו. Which is any item that belongs to you, and at the time that it fell, it belonged to you, like your camel that fell in the Reshut Rabim and somebody damaged over it, or let's say the gilalin that came out of the animal, and you owned it at the time that it came down, it's like you dug the bor. And therefore, afagav de mafkar le batar sha'ata, even though you will mafkir it later on, it doesn't matter. Ve'lo dami l'shoros shechafar bor b'shut rabim. Because the hafira lavdi day means there the digging doesn't belong to you, but here the gilalim belong to you, and the gamal belongs to you. So therefore, let's analyze the case again, please. We have a case over here where it says ravatz. What does ravatz mean? Hirbitz. Mazir hirbitz? Gilalim. Gilalim came out of the animal. Whose boar is that? That's the boar of the owner of the shor. What do you mean? Atot ishbor velo shorbor. Now that means when he digs it in the shutrim, it doesn't belong to anybody. Mm-hmm. Here, the boar really belongs to you. Just like the animal belongs to you, the gilalim is yours. Therefore, it's considered your boar. Oh, and what happened? Then he was mafkirit, let's say. Because we're going past according to the opinion that says boar is hayav only if it's mafkir. Then what happened? It hit the kilim. Oh, it hit the kilim. Boar is patur on kirim, therefore you're going to be patur. But if it would get the guy, if it would damage the guy, it would be hayav. That's what Rashi said. Fell on the floor, and then the Balabai's kirim got dirty as a result of it. So it's like, boar is patur, it's like kirim fell into a boar. He was walking, he dropped a kirim or something, and it landed in the guy's boar. It gives out the katuf. Shor velo adam, hamor velo kelim. Gizlat ha-katuf. So comes the Gemara and says, Hani ha l'Shmuel, de'amar kol takala borhu. Which is according to Shmuel, he has a very expansive understanding of bor. He says bor is any takala. Any type of damaging is bor. However, ela l'rav de'amar ad de mafkar le. But Rav says what? That the Baal HaTakala has to mafkir it, but as long as he still owns it, so therefore it's not a bor ma'ika lememar, which means the gilalim belong to the Baal HaShor. Therefore as a deen of what? Shor HaMazik. Shor HaMazik should be out, which means, according to Shmuel says, kol takala boru. Even if you didn't mafkir it, bottom line, it's a stumbling block, bottom line. It's a bor. But according to Rav, no. A stumbling block is still considered your shor. Until you mafkir it, it turns into a boar. Therefore, these gilalim, what's the damage? Sure, is chayav bekelim. So why tamis patu bekelim? Look at Rashi. No Rashi. Comes Gemara and says, Amri stam gilalim afkure mafkir lehu. Okay, mistama, bederek klal, the Baal HaShor was mafkir. So therefore, even according to Shmuel, it's a boar. I'm sorry, even according to Rav, it's a boar. According to Shmuel, afilu lo hefkir. Barma, it's a takala. It's a stumbling block. Kotarav, you have to mafkir it. Mistama, what are you going to do with gilalim?
Why do you have to mafkir it?
Mistama. Because he holds the boar that the Torah was mechayev is a boar of efkir. Because the Torah is a boar of shutarabim. No way, shutarabim doesn't have an owner, it's efkir. So that's all boars. All boars are ownerless. That you dug it and then you mafkir it. That's what he holds. Like we're going to see. Okay, Vamarava, next case. We're all dinim over here. נכנס לחסר בעל הבית שלא ברשות. Oh, that's a human being now. A guy. Guy goes into the חצר בעל הבית שלא ברשות והזיק את בעל הבית. או בעל הבית, הוא זק בו, he got damaged, he tripped on the guy.
Right.
חייב, okay. הזיקו בעל הבית פטור. Yeah, but if the בעל הבית punches the guy, so then already, he doesn't have to pay.
Wow.
Is he called Baal HaBayit? See why? Amar Papa, lo amaran ela delo havaya da'be. He doesn't know who the guy is. Aval havaya da'be, but if he knows who the guy is he called Baal HaBayit Chayav? My ta'ama, mishum da'ama, lenehid hitlach reshuta la'apuki, la'azuki, letach reshuta. listen, you have permission to throw me out, but you don't have permission to beat me up. Which means, if he doesn't know, could be he's a ganav, could be he's coming to kill him. Okay, because ganav's coming to kill him, okay, I can protect myself. But if I know who the guy is, so what do you want to throw me out, throw me out.
That's how you learn?
Yeah, I think so.
What he
knew
was there.
Oh, so what does that mean? He says over here, "Ba'al ha-bayit eno amur la'alot al da'ato she'adam achen nechnas tachasano shlo b'reshut." Right? You don't got to assume that there's somebody trespassing. Therefore, if he damaged him, even if he damaged him b'yadayim, kol od lo haya bekavnato lehazik. Hayru davka kesheen ze ones gamur, aber be ones gamur paturu. Umekivat shloyo lo alot adato shadam achen nechnas asero. How is it ones gamur? So what do you learn in the case?
Unaware
the guy's presence. Yeah, that means what? He threw the garbage out the window. Exactly, which means the guy's in his thing. He doesn't know. He took a weight, and he threw it into the den. Little did he notice the guy sitting in his den, and the thing hit him on the head. So the guy says, I didn't know the guy was there. But if you knew the guy was there, you can't take the weight and throw the guy's head. Because the guy come along and say, you're right, I trespassed. You want to throw me out, throw me out. But that's okay, you have no permission. Good. So we have to correct ourselves. When it said, Aval lo ava yadabe, means he didn't know he was there. But if he knows he was there, he has no right to damage. Good. Comes Gemara and says, v'adzu detamayu, which means... These rabbis are following their opinions. Rav Papa, we're talking now. Dama, Rava, Vetima, Rav Papa, Shnehem Birshut, or Shnehem Shelo Birshut, Heziku ze et ze Hayavin, Husku ze baze Peturim, Tamad Shnehem Birshut, or Shnehem Shelo Birshut. אבל אחד ברשות ואחד שלא ברשות, זה ברשות פטור, שלא ברשות חייב. What are we talking about over here? רש"י, שניהם ברשות. כגון ברשות רבים, או חצר השותפים, either both in the public domain or in a private domain, the partners, או שנתן לו בעל הבית רשות להיכנס, or he gave him permission to come in. Two people over here. Okay. So what happened? Shneim, or both do not have permission. So they're equal footing. Heziku ze etze, but kavana, hayavim. Husku ze baze, if they got damage from each other, peturim. That's she. O shneim shelo b'reshut. God shneim ratzim b'reshut. Two guys running in the reshut arabim.
Okay.
Heziku b'yadayim ze etze, afilu shelo b'metkaven. What's the deen? Hayavim. The benizakin lo shanila ben mitkaven l'she'em mitkaven. When you damage somebody, it doesn't matter kavana, not kavana. Like we learned above, shnayim shayu malchin b'reshut rabim v'eziku ze et ze peturin. Ha'u eziku huskuhu v'lodak b'leshne. Which means when you damaging ben b'kavana, ben shlo b'kavana, adam wa'ad ga'olam. A person is obligated to be on God, therefore is hayav. Now give me the case over here. Husku ze baze peturim, why? Huzak means the guy was standing there and the guy tripped on him. One guy tripped on his friend. Why are they patur? Because she says, "Mepnesh often kaze hanizak pasha bekach shelo nishman mechaveros shelo yezikenu." Okay, the Nizak was a poshay over here. You should have been careful. You tripped on the guy, you should have been careful.
What's the difference between Hiziko and Husko?
Okay, let's get all the cases clear again. I'm starting the Braita again. What did the Braita say? Give me a case of Shneim, Birshut. They're both allowed to be there, or they're both not allowed to be there. Fine. They're walking in the Reshut Rabim together.
Running,
whatever it is. Shalom Bereshut. Walking could be is allowed. Shalom Bereshut, which means they're both doing something Shalom Bereshut. They're both running in the Reshut Rabim. Heziku ze etze. Even without Kavanah, Hayav. Okay, that's the regular deen.
that when you damage somebody, afilu shelo bekavana, you have to pay. There's no difference. Who's kuze baze? That means one guy was standing, and the other guy tripped on him. So they're going to be patur from paying. Why? Because the guy that tripped should have been aware. That's the way they're explaining it. Which means...
first case, they actually did something.
Actually, the first guy punched him.
Actively.
Here, he tripped on the other guy. Also going to be patur. Why? He says, in the hayev etam mazik. Why? Bepnish be'ofen kaze ha'nizak pasha. Shelo nishmar mehavero. Shelo yezikenu. You should watch where you're going. V'un nishav ha'gorem la'nezek. Le'umad zot bepnish ziko ze et ze. When he actually actively did it, ha'mazik hayav. Nish be'ofen kaze ha'mazik ha'tzadik l'ezik shelo yezik t'havero. What are you doing? Don't throw a fist at your friend. That you couldn't control. Okay, beautiful. So now the Gemara continues. Here's the diyuk. Ta'amad shneim b'rishut or shneim shelo b'rishut, because they were equal. Either they both have permission or they're both there without permission. Aval echad b'rishut ve'echad shelo b'rishut. One is doing, has permission, one has not permission. The b'rishut patur, even if he was mazik b'yadayim. Shelo b'rishut hayav. And the one shelo b'rishut, even if his friend was huzak, meaning tripped on him, he's going to have to pay. So therefore it makes sense according to Rabbah that when a guy comes into your house and you don't know he's there, and therefore you caused him a damage, so if you're going to be patur. Similarly over here, the guy, one guy's birshut and one guy's shelo birshut. You were mazikim. How are you mazikim? Shelo bikavana. You didn't know. You threw, like I said, you threw the weight into the room and it damaged him. And what's the deen? Patur. Why? Because you didn't know he was there, so it's exactly what they said earlier. Consistent. Okay. Nafal lebor v'ish memav hayav. What happened? You brought your sword into my possession without permission. Okay, what happened as a result of it? Your sword fell into my pit and ruined my water. You got to pay for my water. We can understand that. Hayav. Amar v'aloshanu ela shiv'ish b'sh'at nefila. It's only talking about where he dirtied the water on the way down, as he was falling. Aval le'achar nefila patur. What's the difference? My ta'ama have shor bor umayim kelim ve'lo matzinu bor shechayev bo et kelim. Wow. When the animal is on the way down and it damages the water, that's shorah mazik. Shorah mazik has to pay for everything. Once the shor lands, now the shor is considered a bor. And the mayim is considered kelim. And we never found that a bor has to pay for kelim. Look at Rashi. Shivish b'sh'at nefila. Dehavi mazik mamash. That's a moving mazik. Venodami lebor. Umayim kelim. Kol hafatzim ke kelim. All items are like kelim. Dola hayab bebor. Okay. Hani hal Shmuel de amar kol takala boru. According, back to the same machloket. According to Shmuel, that even if you didn't make it ifker, so therefore it's considered, what's never when the shore lands, it's considered a bor. Therefore, it's not going to be hayab and kelim. Ela lirav de amar adem afka lemaika lememar. But according to Rav, that says the only type of board is a board of Ifkir. How what's the case over here? So you're right. And you can't say Stam Ashur, the guy's Mafkir. By Gilalim above, we were able to say that. But you cannot say that by Shur. Ela I itmar, achi itmar. Amarava. Lo shanu ela shiv ish migufo. Which means the animal was, let's say, filled with dirt and things like that. And as a result, the water went on his body, and the water got dirty. So therefore, that's considered what?
That's
going to be a hayav. Rashi. Migufo. Shayam meluchlach betit. So Shmuel, the Baal Ashur, is hayav. Bishat nefila. And according to Rav, even after nefila. Why?
We can't learn it the way we were learning before.
I understand. We were learning it before that the short itself damaged the water.
On the way down.
On the way down. And what we said what? Derech Nefila, we said Hayav. Once it lands, you're going to be Patur. Because it's a bor. And a bor is a Hayav and Kelim. Oh, it's only a bor according to Shemuel. But according to Rav, it's not a bor until you mafkir it. Therefore, you should be Hayav even if it lands underwater. So Gemara changes. You're right. Ela'i yitmar, achi yitmar. Lo sharat the bala shur is Hayav to pay for the water. Ela shiv ish migufo. His body was filled with what?
Mud.
So according to Shemuel, the bala shur is Hayav mishat nefila. Okay. And according to Rav, even if it landed, even though it's not considered a bor, because you didn't mafkir it, but it's the goof of the animal itself that did the hezek. So therefore it's considered what? Shora mazik. It's not considered bor. So now we're learning that what? When the animal landed on the floor, the reason why it's hayav on the water is because it's not a bor. If it was a bor, according to Rabbi Patur. Hela, we want to say what? That the animal had dirt on it. So once it landed, so the dirt was mazik the water. That's considered short of mazik. Therefore, hayav. Aval if ish merecho, say died in the pit, and the carcass brought a bad smell into the water. Right. Patur. Why? My tama, girama be'almahu. Because that's an indirect. Ugrama be'almah lo mehayev. When the animal goes in and it damages from the direct dirt on its body, fine. But as a result of it dying, and then there's a smell that comes out, and that's already indirect, and gerama is not hayav in the zakim. Okay, we understand that as well. Haya abiv obeno letochom mishlem et hakofer. Okay, let's review that case. Guy didn't have permission to have his short in the guy's domain. The short fell into the boar. The guy's father was in the boar. Killed him. Who has to pay the kofir? The ba'al ashur. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Even if he kills once. Right? Kills once, I have to pay. Gemara says, ve'amai hatamhu. Oh, what's the question?
Tam doesn't
pay kofir. Tam doesn't pay kofir. You might kill the animal, but you don't pay kofir only on a mu'ad. It's a mu'ad, it does this all the time. It's a mu'ad to fall into pits and land on animal, and land on people. Which means you should have killed him the first time then. Once already, he did this already. How is he alive to become a mu'ad? So Kabzi Gabaran says, Beti for sure would have killed the animal already.
Would have been dead.
Would have been dead. What do you mean? What's the case? Amar of Yosef. The Haza Yiroka, there was some grass growing around the edge of the board over there. Venafal. So it killed the guy, Shiloh Bekavana.
It did this three times.
Good. So therefore, you're not Hayav Mita because it was not Mitkaven Laharog. But, yeah, I have Kofi because Balma
is Muad. It ate the vegetation three times?
Yes, look at Ashi. And fell in. Look at Ashi. The Haza, look at Ashi. The Haza Yiroka. Actually, let's go read all the Ashi's here. Bar katalahu bin filak kamaita. Already wants to kill the first guy. You're telling me if it's mu'ad for this. Ve'akmali de mu'ad. Ishtame gabe mu'ad de negihot. When it gores. Ikal magam epirikun de katil ba'arak. Which means, when it gores and kills, I could say the reason why it got to a mu'ad, because after it gored, it ran away. So betin couldn't catch up with it. Again, you could have a mu'ad in many ways of killing. Let's say you have a mu'ad, the animal gored a person and killed him. He's a tam, does he pay kofir? No. He gores a second time, he kills a guy, is there kofir? No. He gores a third time and kills the guy, yeah, kofir. The Gemara above asked, how did you ever get to goring a third time once he gored the first time and killed? No, he's hayav mita. You gotta kill him.
Right, 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 right.
So the Gemara answered over there, I could say he ran away. Uh-huh. But you can't answer that in the boar.
Right.
When the guy lands in a boar, But he's there. Beit Din's going to catch up with him. Right. So Beit Din's going to kill him the first time. So you'll never get to a case where he's a mu'ad to do this three times.
Right. Unless...
Oh, so the Gemara answers that she... So the katal ve'arak. Above we said the case talking about goring. He gored and he ran away. Or you don't know who the short is. You can't recognize it. Or whatever the answer we gave above, I'm not going to apply over here because bottom line, the short is lying in the board. In a mesh, Muslim is the board. Yeah, which means you can't come along and give all these answers over here. Even one of the answers above we gave was, is that there was a case of that the witnesses that came along that said that the animal killed, and then they became Huzam, and then those guys became Huzam. We gave a whole scenario over there. It cannot happen in this case over here because everybody sees the shor that's in the board. In any event, the Gemara Alka, that's she's next line. The Hazay Yiroka. Esev al pi abor. It saw some grass on the board. ובעל יחוב ונפל, דרך נפילה לא יכוון. ומי הוא? כופר שלא בכוונה משלם מנפילה אחרונה. Oh, but כופר, even though it's שלא בכוונה, you'll pay, אף על פי שאין השור בסקילה. Even though you're not going to kill this, because we saw opinions above, that כופר and סקילה is not interdependent. ושמינה לרב, like we learned above, תאמר פטור מזה ומזה... Oh, Rav that said above that you patur from kofer and you patur from mitah, that's a case where let's say the animal is mu'ad for goring with kavana, ve'arak le'agma berishona, ve'nagach dalid shelo bekavana, patalam begezrat ha'katuv dektiv, hashon yisakel ve'gam be'alav, kozeman she'en hashon beskida, en be'alim meshalmim kofer. Okay, so let's go slow. Rav said above, Sikila and Kofir work together. Mm-hmm. If you don't kill the animal, you don't get Kofir. What was that case over there? That was talking about, he's a Mu'ad and a Gihot Bekavana. Oh, what was the case then? How did he get to Mu'ad? He ran away. And then the fourth guy he killed was Shelo Bekavana. He was a Mu'ad and a Gihot Bekavana. And then what? He ran away so they couldn't catch up with him. The fourth one... that he killed was Shelo Bekavana, so he had a Gezerat HaKatuv. In that case, when you're ready, you're a Mu'ad, since you did it Shelo Bekavana, the Negiha,
no Mita,
no Kofir. So why in this case is there Kofir? Aval Zeh, Shelo Hayta Bo Chayuv Sikila Klal. In this case over here, there was never a Chayuv Sikila on the shore at all. In the first case of Rav, I guess the case you say he got three times already bekavana. So there was a chayuv sekila, by the way.
And the next one.
The fourth one he did shelo bekavana. So the gezerat katuv to say, since you're not killing him now on the fourth one, when they finally caught up with him, so we're not going to kill him, we're not going to get him for kofir. Mashiach, in this case, about this, shelo hayta bo chayuv sekila. Because why? Shelo bekavana, shelo bekavana. Ena adato ena lekofir, shel shem v'regel, ma'asem nizak. So therefore the kofir is only over here, the warning was only for kofir. The ukmina beregel shel tzal al gabe tinok, asad nizak ika kofir. God, beregel. Vafagav tishlo bekavanahu. Vena shu beskila. Hakanami ta'azay yiruka. Vena fal. Todad de sheni. Which means in this case over here, we're seeing that there's kofir even by shin. Because what did it do? It saw the grass on the root, on the board. It ate it three times. Shlo bekavanah. Vena fal. Todad de sheni. Because it was mechaben hana'ah. Okay, so let's go. Let's go. With that. She's telling the whole story over here. Kofir is by negihot, but by negihot, I have a gezerat katuv that tells me that what, when the animal doesn't die, there's no kofir. Okay, that's his gezerat katuv. In this case over here, however, the animal was never hayav sekila bichlal because there was never a warning in the gabe mitah because it never killed bekavana bichlal. The first three times, the first four times, it never killed bekavana. The only warning it got was legabe kofir, because the animal was never legabe death. Okay, continue.
This case is more lenient.
Yes.
So how come it's more strict than it's punishment?
No, because it's more lenient in the sense that the animal was never warned for put to,
right,
put
but
to
it's
death.
More strict than it's punishment.
So that's the hadush. The last hadush over there above by the case of the shor was that if
it was Hayav Mita on the first three, then the fourth one was Shelo Bekavana, since you're not going to put the short to death when it kills, so we're not going to pay kofet. Sheenkin here, where the warning was what? Was never for death. The warning from the inception was only for kofet, because it was never Hayav Mita Bechlal. So over there, the warning was for both. The warning was for Sekira and for kofet. Oh, so therefore, once already one goes off, the other one goes off. But here, since it was never for Mita, it was only for kofet from the beginning, so therefore you only have to pay kofet. Now that she just points out, by the way, this is a case of shin. Because what did he do? The mazik of it was he ate bekavana, hana'a, I should say. And then what happened? He fell in. Why didn't they kill him? Shelo bekavana. He came out of the board. Next day, he saw fruit again, or green. He fell into the board. Shin, kavana, hana'a. Third time it happened. Oh, so what's the deen? We're not going to pay, not going to kill the animal, but what? You're going to have to pay kofir. Oh, and that's what the rabbi was saying over here. Haya abiv obeno letocho mishab da kofir. Ve'amai, haytamu, amarav, bimu'ad yipola b'nei adam b'borot askinan. Iyachi bar katalahu, amarav isu ta'asa yiroka v'nafar. And therefore what? No hayuv mita, but yeh hayuv kofir. Shmuel amar, another interpretation. By the way, I'm going to read this this note over here together, just to get a double clarity on this over here. Yes, lefi esbero shel Rav Yosef, ba'al ashur mishalem et hakofer gam b'mekre she'ashur lo etkaven la'arog. Even though Rav himself said above that kofer and mita work
together,
like Rashi's question.
B'mekre she'ar moder Rav she'ba'al ashur chayav l'shalem kofer. אף הפי שעשור פטור, משום. רב עובד להם מתסת במקרה שעשור הפיל את הכותל. Oh, that was the case. Where he knocked the wall, let's say, שלוש פעמים בכוונה להרוג. ותחייב מיתה על כך. But what? It ran away. No, בכוונה להרוג. Knocked the wall three times בכוונה להרוג אדם. That was רב זוקים אותה. And then what? ובפעם הרביעית התחכך בכותל לענת, on the fourth time, בלא כוונה. That's already, תודה אף קרן, נמסה שדינו כדין שור מועד שמזיק בקרן, שיש אפשרות שהשור הוא מתחייב מיתה, אם היה מזיק בכוונה, אלא שמאחר שבפעם הרביעית לא הייתה כוונתו להרוג, לא חייבתו תורה מיתה על הריגה זו. That's a chadush of above. That since on the fourth time he did it shelo bekavana, there's a chadush of you don't get mita.
He still killed the shore, right? From the first three times.
No, it's intentional.
Wouldn't we still kill the shore for the first three times?
Yes.
Yes.
He escaped.
You would have killed him if you would have caught up to him.
The
chadush is once the fourth one he did it shelo bekavana, he's off the hook. Hadush. Why is that so?
במקרה כזה סובר רב שיש ללמוד בגזרת הכתוב שכאשר אין אשור במיטה הבעלים פטורים מלשלם כופר. אבל במקרה שלנו שגם בפעמים הראשונות לא הייתה כוונתו להרוג.
There was never מיטה בכלל. So the whole warning was לגבי כופר alone. He was just eating what do you call it? Eating grass.
השון אין מועד לחייב מיטה כלל, והעדעתו אינו אלא לעניין להחשיבו למזיק כדרכו. ועל איזה כזה שולטה של שן,
יש לו מיטה בי שן,
שולטה כמו מיטה כלל, לא נאמרה גזרת הכתוב, והבעלים חייבים לשלם כופר, אף הפי שהשון אינו נהרג. וגזרת הכתוב was said by קרן.
קרן, you only have to pay כופר, the animal's going to die, but קרן שלא בכוונה, there's no death, there's no... But by כופר, of שן, since over there, even though it's Shalom Bekavana, so we're not going to get him on the Mita, but Kofi you'll pay. Gemara continues. It says, Shemuel Amar Hamani, Rabbi Yosef Gelilihi. Te Amar Tam Mishalem Hatzi Kofir. Okay, very simple. Which is Am Mishnah, I can tell you that what Am Mishnah said, that if the shor fell into the boat and killed the father or the son, so he has to pay Kofir. It's a Tam. Yeah, Abishah's going to be singular. It says that the Tam pays half kofir. So when Abishah said kofir, it meant hatsi kofir.
Ulamar bi Yosef ha-Galilee de Amar ke Rabbi Tarfon. תמר קרן בחצר נזק נזק שלם משלם האחן עמק כופר שלם משלם.
Oh, he's even better. He says, just like when you have a shin, or keren, I'm sorry, like the mitarfon, b'shut hanizak, you pay nezek shalem, so when the damage or the death of keren takes place in the chatzar nizak, even the first time, kofre shalem, mishalem. So therefore, we can say it was a short time, and you have them kofre shalem, because it was b'shut hanizak. So basically, we have three answers. Number one, the reason why you're paying kofir is because it's a mu'ad. How do you have a case of mu'ad? It saw grass three times, therefore it fell in shelo bekavanat, killed. So you're not going to kill the animal, you're going to pay kofir for the mu'ad. Second answer, no, it's a tam. And tam pays according to me, it's going to chatzi kofir. I'm not at chatzi kofir. Or it's a tam, and you're going to pay kofir shalem, because it's keren b'reshut harizak. Good? Bishlam al ya'ula. According to the Ulah, it says, why it's Kofir Shalem? Hainu diktani haya abiv o beno letocho. And he killed them. Because Mistama, the father and the son, had permission to be there. So therefore, you can call that a damage b'reshut nizak. Because the why did I pick a father and son in the board, by the way? Pick anybody in the board. You killed anybody. The reason why he picked father and son, because he wanted to pick a scenario that's going to be considered Hatzir and Nizak, that they're allowed to be there. That's why you pay Nezik Shalem. Ela Lishmuel, that says it's Hatzi Kofir, my idiya abivoy mo obeno, afilu achanameh. Already, if you're not working with this Hatzi Kofir Shalem, anybody that the animal kills should be Hayab Hatzi Kofir. Why do you have to pick Avu Beno? So Gemara says, you're right, Uchadim Atakatari. Stop. It's a normal case. It picked the case of a normal case. Who's going to be in the field of a guy? His father or his son. But in a chenameh, according to Shmuel, anybody he killed would have to pay hatzi kofir. V'michnis b'reshut ba'al chatzir hayaf. So we had a machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi. Tanakama said what? When you give a guy to shoot, that's like you're saying what? I'm going to watch your animal. Rabbi said until you say it explicitly. Itmar. Rav Amar Hilchita Ketana Kama, Shmuel Amar Hilchita Kerebi. Oh, so we have a machloket over here. Between Rav and Shmuel, who indeed is the halacha going to be like? What's the deen? Rav and Shmuel, when they have a machloket in Dine Mamonot, halacha ke Shmuel. Right? The law is Hilchita Kerav Be'isure, Shmuel Be'mamone. So therefore, no, we have a machloket Rav and Shmuel over here. Right, so therefore Rabbi. Exactly. So since it's a Mamonot case over here, and Shmuel says, I can't be, and we follow Mamonot like Shmuel, so therefore Rabbi. Tell him about that. We have a bright time. Kenos Shorcha. What happened? The guy tells his friend. Kenos Shorcha. Bring your shor into my Hatzir. Veshomro. And watch it. I'm letting you bring it in, but you got to watch it. Im hezik hayav. Okay, because he accepted it upon himself, he's going to watch it. Huzak, but if it got damaged, patur.
Didn't watch it.
Correct, because you didn't watch it. Which means the Bala Hatzir is off the hook totally. I told you, bring it in, but you watch it. You, if you damage, you got to pay. If you get damaged, I'm off the hook. Kenos shorcha v'ani eshmerenu. Oh, bring your shor in and I am going to watch it. Huzak hayav. If it got damaged, hayav. Hezik patur. Good. Because I accepted upon myself that I'm going to watch it. So the Gemara looks at this braita and says, "Ha gufa kasha." Gufa kasha is a kasha on implications. Implications are contradictory. Amart, kenos shorcha v'shomro hezik chayav uzak patur. Ta'ama da'amar le'shomro de'chayav ba'al ha'shur patur ba'al chaser. Hastama chayav ba'al chaser ופטור בעל השור דבסתמה מקבל עלה נתינותה. So the dayuk of the resha is that the only reason why the Baal Hasid is off the hook is because he said, you watch it. Mashma, if he said, stam, he's responsible. Go to the sefa, ima sefa. Kino shurchat va'ani ishmerenu. Huzak hayav ezik patur. Tamad amal lebani ishmerenu. Hud b'chayev Baal Hasid upatur Baal Hashor. Hastama היה בעל השור, הוא פטור בעל הרסד, ובסתמה, לא מקבל על הנתירותה, עתן לרבי, דאמר, עד שקבל עלי נתירותה, בעל הבית לשמור, רש רבנן, בספה, בסרבי, which means, the stira over here is, in the stamp case, in the Risha, the case is what I told the guy, I'm the Baal Hatzir. I told the guy, you watch. You watch, I'm off the hook. Mashma stam, I'm on the hook. Sefa, I'll watch your animal. Oh, because I said specific, that's what I'm hayab. Hastam, I'm off the hook. So therefore, the Risha, that's mashma what?
Like
stam is going to be Hayav is Rabbanan. And the Sefer that's Masma Stam is Patur is Rabbi. Kemaran says, Amar Bein Azar, Tabra, you're right, it's broken this Braita. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. The one that learned the Resha cannot be learning the Sefer. It's right, it's not one opinion. Rava Amar Kula Rabbanani. Now I can tell you the whole Braita is going like Rabbanan. Where I did the Nasiv Resha Shomro. Tana sefa va'ani ishmerenu. Lav dafka, which means the resha is dafka, which means dafka. When I say what you watch it, hastama, I'm on the hook. So why in the sefa did it say and I'll watch it? We didn't have to say I'll watch it. Stam would have been enough. But since in the resha it says you watch it, so the sefa said I'll watch it, but you didn't have to say I'll watch it. Stam would have been enough. But to keep it consistent, resha and sefa. Rapapa Amar Kula Rabbi. Oh. Rabbi holds what? Stam. I don't accept upon myself. That's why the Sefa makes sense, quote Rabbi. Only when I say I'll watch it. But Stam, I'm not. But they say Risha has a problem. Gemara says, Kula Rabbi. Besabar laki Rabbi Tarfon. Te Amar Kelen Ba'asel Nizak Nezek Shalem Meshalem. But he holds like Rabbi Tarfon. That we said what? Kenid in the Rishut and Izak pays full nezik. Therefore, Hilkach, Amale Shomro, which means, bring your animal into my Rishut, but you watch it. That's the Risha. Lo maknele makom bechaser. Which means, I'm not giving you a makom in my chaser. Therefore, it's not considered Rishut Hanizak. Have yale Keren. Again, Amar le Shomro, lo maknele, makom b'chaser. Very good. V'hav yele keren b'chaser nizak, keren b'chaser nizak, mishalem nesek shalem. Why? It's the opposite. If I tell the guy, you watch it.
Yeah.
Minastam lo maknele. Good. That means I'm not being makne. Mind hatser. To very good, very good, very good. Exactly. Therefore, when I come and tell you, you want to bring your short into my reshut, no problem. But you watch it. That means what? It's my reshut. It's hatser nizak. You're bringing your animal into my reshut. Hence, if you damage, you're going to have to pay nezik shalem. Which means the reason why we said the resha is not to make a diyuk. Hastama, I'm accepting responsibility. No! The reason why we brought the resha is to teach me a case when I tell you explicitly, you watch it. The Hiddush is that it's your animal, in my reshut, nezik shalem mishalem, alibad rabbi tarfon. So therefore,
Lo matne le makom b'chaser. I'm telling you, it's your shum, but I'm not giving you a piece of my chaser. Therefore, it's pashut. Have you le kerim b'chaser nezak kerim b'chaser nezak meshalem nezak shalem. Lo amar le shumro. Ah, but if he didn't say shumro, which means stam. Bring your animal in. Aknuye akne le makom b'chaser. Then I'm giving you a piece of the chaser. Fa'av yile chaser ha-shutafin. Then already we become partners. The chaser ha-shutafin, elu mishem, ela chatzinezik. But you still have to pay.
He did it together.
But it's chatzinezik, right. Which means, minastam, I'm also not accepting upon myself anything. But when I say stam, bring it in, at least now we're partners on the property. Now if you damage, you'll pay chatzinezik. So I'm reviewing with you again. I'll make the Braita older B. How? First case is, first, accept the fact that a B agrees to the Bitarfon. Keren, the damage, Beshuta Nizak, Nizak, Shalem, Mishalem. Okay, accept that. Now we go. I come along and tell the guy, bring your short in, but you watch it. What is that really saying? You watch it, I'm not giving you a piece of my field. It's your animal, and my field, you're responsible. Nafka Bina, if your animal damages my animal now, Nizak, Shalem, Mishalem, Zekeren, Beshuta Nizak. Make a duke now. Hastama. Hey, listen. Stama, I'm also not accepting Shemira. But what? Stama, when I say bring it in, what I'm telling you is bring it in and we'll share the property.
Right. No,
therefore, if you damage now my shor, you'll pay Hatsi Nizik. Because it's a case of shor shutafim, b'chazin shutafim. But I didn't accept upon myself Shemira because I'm Rabbi. And Rabbi says, Stama, loki bel alav, Shemira. Baruch Amal Ya'olam, Amen, Amen.